Continue where we're up to here. We're missing some of our locals here. Okay. What else are we missing? Just that? Yeah. Some do? Okay. We are on page 5. Omovad ho'inyin hamikrim. Now, till now, we talked about the tefillos that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah and others were mesakein, and he ended off in saying there's tefillos for all different times, for simcha, for evil, for teva, for all different types of things. So he says, Amuvad ha'inyin ha'mikriyim, and besides for the things that happen, hinechaivu chazal etz'adam levarach mea brachas b'chol yom. The Chachamim obligated people, a person, to be mevarech 100 brachas every day. V'isu b'Yerushalmi v'tayseftah, tani b'shem Rameir, ein locha echad m'Yisrael sheino oitzem mea mitzvus b'chol yom. The Gemara says that there's no person in Klal Yisrael who doesn't do 100 mitzvahs every day. Kairi Shema, umavarach lefaneh v'ulachareo, v'loichol espitoi, umavarach lefaneh v'ulachareo, he reads Shema, and he makes the bracha before and after. He eats before and after. Mispala shleisha pamim shel shmein esrei, three times 18 or 19 brachas. Bechayzer ba'isa shar mitzvahs mevarach aleihem, and there's many other mitzvahs that he does that he makes the bracha for. Rav Nitzarai Gain Kasav Cheshbainam, and Rav Nitzarai Gain, one of the Gainim, he figured out the Cheshbin, that you end up with 100 brachas. Umuva b'shibbali alekad hashalim, fine, that he brings down the 100 brachas. Now, this idea is a very interesting idea. Someone brought up last time the idea of the Mea Brachas. Because Chazal tell us that there's a remez to Mea Brachas in the Torah. V'atama Yisrael, V'tay Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekech Hashem Mimach, Ma Chazal says Mea. Mea Hashem, what does Hashem want from you? 100 Brachas. And Chazal say, we know that David HaMelech, it seems that there was a Margefa, a plague in Klal Yisrael, and nothing was working to stop it. So David HaMelech got up and he was Mezakeh Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. Now, someone asked at the end of class last time that, according to everything we're saying till now, it sounds like the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mesakeh in the Brachas. So what were the 100 Brachas that they had in the days of David HaMelech? Now, this is a very interesting thing. Because truthfully, it's right. The Brachas that we have today, any of the Brachas, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mesakin. They composed them, they told us the rules, the Nusach HaBracha, all from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Ezra Beis Dina. But the truth is, Chazal tell us, why do you have to make a Bracha? Why do you, before you eat something, you have to make a Bracha? Because Chazal say that it says, L'Hashem Aratzim Laya, the world belongs to Hashem. And then it says, so which one is it? Is Hashem or Adaris? So Chazal say, before you make a bracha, the world belongs to Hashem. Once you make a bracha, so then Hashem allows you to benefit from it. Anyone who benefits from this world without making a bracha, as if he is benefiting from hektish. If something belongs to Hashem, hektish, Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to get hana from it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. If you do, there's a whole parish in the Torah, you have to bring a carbon and pay a penalty. It's a very serious offense. If you benefit from Hashem's world without doing anything, you're like being mayo behektish, you're like benefiting from hektish. So, now what happened before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came around and made brachas? So what they do? You're not allowed to, what they do? Before they picked up an apple to eat it, so what they do?
You say, thank you Hashem.
So they said a bracha, correct. There was no nusach HaBracha. Means every person, we're addressing your question from last time, every person, Lefi, like the Rambam says, Lefi tzachus l'shayne, according to the way he wanted to express himself, they saw an apple, they say, thank you Hashem for the apple. That was his bracha. There may have been some rules to how, what you have to do, but that was his bracha. There was no, and that means, if I made a bracha on an apple, and you made a bracha on an apple, it was a different bracha. We could say different things. So I was mekayim the idea that I wasn't, didn't benefit from Eilam HaZeh B'loi bracha, but there was no nusach HaBracha that was universal for everyone, uniform. The same thing, the same ideas with tefillah. This is clear in the Rambam too. that even though it's true the Avos were Mesakin Tefillah, but like we said before, there was no obligation necessarily to daven three times a day. And even if you hold Tefillah as a Deraisa, so, but you could just say a Shvach, and you could just say something small, and you might say, Avraham Avinu was Mesakin the concept of Shacharis, Yitzchak the concept of Tefillah, Yaakov the concept of Ma'ariv, but there was no obligation, and there was for sure no Nusach. Someone who came to daven Shacharis, so they daven the way they wanted to daven Shacharis. They didn't, there was no Nusach. And not only that, which is also something I wanted, because I want to go into it in a minute, there was no concept of tefillah b'tzibur. Everyone davened by themselves. If you want to daven Shacharis, daven yourself. There was no tzibur, there was no concept. That's all from the Anshei Knesset, Hagdailah, and Dav. Yeah?
Now, did they daven at all any tefillahs in the first Beis HaMikdash b'tzibur?
It doesn't sound like it, no. There were tefillahs that were said in the Beis HaMikdash every day by the Kehanim. The Gemara says certain brachas that they said. It said Shema, it said certain brachas, Seres HaDibris. But it wasn't a tefillah b'tzibur. For sure not. There was no shuls, no bati midrashim. There wasn't. There was no concept of tefillah. Everyone davened on their own. And we'll see why that is.
It started with Anshei
Knesset Gedolah made a nusach tefillah. They made rules of coming together and davening b'tzibur to say to be mekadosh em shamayim v'rabim with kaddish and kedusha. They were mesakin this whole thing, and it's going to put this whole thing that we're learning into perspective a little bit when we see the Ksam Sofer in a minute. But what I bring out is follows: there was no, yeah. So what's the question?
Three times a day.
You're very choppy. Try again.
When they brought comes 3 times a day.
Right. When the brought come on 3 times a day, that part I heard.
When they brought comes three times a day,
they say it's filled with the carbon? Not necessarily. Tefillahs were said in the morning. There was this after. First of all, they only brought karbanos twice a day: the Tavan Shel Shachar and the Tavan Shel Beit Arbayim, Yishacharis and Mincha. What they used to do was that the parts of the animal that they didn't have a chance to burn during the day, you could burn at night. So that's like the idea of Ma'ariv. But there was no, if they didn't have any leftover karbanos, they didn't do anything at night. It wasn't an obligation. That's why Ma'ariv might be a rishus. But no, this, especially in the first Beis HaMikdash, for sure there was karbanos. There was a concept of tefillah, but it didn't come along with the karbanos. The karbanos was one thing, and then there was a concept of davening. You daven once a day. You daven when you want. How you want certain brachas that they.
What?
I thought
that the others were mesakin Shacharis Mincha and Ma'ariv.
They were mesakin the concept of a davening in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. There was no obligation to daven. And there was for sure no nusach. Avraham Avinu didn't daven Arshman Esrei. He davened Shacharis. He made a tefillah that you say in the morning. It has its money.
So he did daven 3 times a day. So how come that, since after that, they didn't all daven 3 times?
There was no obligation. There was no obligation to daven. Even though the Avos were mesakin the tefillahs, that means the concept of those tefillahs were brought into the world, there was no obligation min hadin to daven. That's my understanding of it, of what's going on. Now, what I want to bring out here is, one second, is that, so David HaMelech sees this, so Chazal tell us it was a magefa, nothing was working, so David HaMelech got up and he said, you know, we forgot that there's a halacha. We forgot that, this is what the Gemara says, we forgot, it was forgotten, the pasuk that is meramis to us 100 brachas a day. So therefore, everyone should now start making 100 brachas. Now, when we, Bizman Hazeh, if you keep cheshbon of 100 brachas, if you make 100 brachas, whatever it is, so the Paiskim say that if you make a cheshbon, really most people on a regular weekday have more than 100 brachas. Because if you daven Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv, so 19 times 3 is how much? 57, right? So you're already holding 57. And then you go through, I don't remember all the numbers, you go through all the Birchas HaShachar, and the Birchas Kriyashma, and a couple Asher Yatzars, and a couple times eating and benching. Every benching is 4 brachas after, and washing, and Hamaiti is 2 more, so you have 6. So pretty much, by the end of the day, you're pretty much, if you do everything right, you have over like 107. Shabbos, you're missing a couple, and Yom Kippur, you're missing a couple more, because you don't even have Sudas. So that's the cheshbon. But if you think about it, that's because we have a bracha let's say Berchus HaTaira, and we have brachas, Naisen Sechrivina, Pekei Achivrim, Matir Asurim, Rakarzal, we have all these brachas. Now, if I would tell you today, with no other information, please come up with 100 brachas to be Meshaveach Hashem. Now I know when I eat an apple and when I eat bread, I say thank you Hashem for the apple, and I, however I want to say the thank you. But if you could come up in your imagination 100 different ways, let me eat, so either eat 100 apples during the day, right, without any brachas and tzrichas, it's not so easy. Come up and try to erase from your mind the concepts that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin for us. It would be a very hard thing to come up with 100 brachas. That means to say that when they came up now, because the Mefarshim say, so there's a Mageif in the world, and nothing's working. Comes on David HaMelech, 100 brachas, Mageif goes away. How does one equal the other? So the Mefarshim explain, there's different ways, every Sarah that the Rebbeinu Shalom should never bring to anyone, but every situation that Hashem brings is supposed to be some type of, you're supposed to learn something from it. Go closer to the Rabbi Nishalayim, see the Rabbi Nishalayim. There's a purpose in it. Tzaras, Yisurim that are brought to Klal Yisrael are there to wake up Klal Yisrael and bring them closer to Hashem. It wasn't working, obviously. Whatever they were trying wasn't working. The Mageifa was continuing. So the Mefarshim say that by making 100, reciting 100 brachas a day, a person has to remember Hashem 100 times a day. And be Meshabeach Hashem 100 times a day, you become close to Hashem. You remember the Rabbanu Shalom. And the same wake-up call that the Rabbanu Shalom was trying to achieve with the Yisurim, with the Mageifa, was achieved through the 100 brachas, and therefore you don't need the Mageifa anymore. Now, what just came to, as I was, you know, working this out this afternoon in the Kailo, this whole concept of making sure that I had things right here, so it came to me and I said, if you think about it, if they had to, each one of them, come up, and it's not the same 100 brachas, every person had their 100 different brachas, because there was no nusach. Every person on their own had to think, what's the Rebbeinu Shalom doing for me this minute? What's he doing for me? Think of 100 different ways every day, or maybe every day, once you figure it out once, you'll have it for the rest of the days. But I told Rabbi Hirschfeld that, I said, did they give out ideas? Right? Was there a message sent that was done around? Here are some ideas of brachas. Right?
How about tefila?
What? There was no tefila. They didn't have tefila.
Right.
They didn't have it. How do you know to make a bracha? Right, God, it's all mine. When you, because did you walk, that Hashem is taking care of every step.
Someone said they think Hashem is a
beautiful
sky.
They could, but they had 100 of those types of things. Come up on your own with 100 things that are not one of them.
I would not appreciate this, but see, she thinks Hashem over 100 times a day.
Your mind is very special. What should I do?
But if you are focused, it's a very easy thing to do. If you are focused,
100 different things.
If you have a person who says, thank Hashem for everything,
right,
then it's not a big deal.
We'll put it into perspective in a different way.
Obviously they weren't if it wasn't going well.
Exactly, they're getting like impulse. They obviously weren't.
Yeah.
We live by the fact that we're not thinking about it. We just say the bubble.
Okay, we're going to get to everything in a minute. But that's the idea. If you think about it, every person, the takana of David HaMelech's 100 brachas meant that every person really had to start, like you say, living with the Rabbeinu Shalom throughout the entire day. Now that makes it a little bit understandable how the 100 brachas really got rid of the Mageifa, because they really had to start living with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I always say like this, and we've said this before, that obviously you don't have to do it this way, but the whole idea of the 100 brachas is, yes, to wake up a person that he has to remember there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in his life and constantly thank Hashem. If a person is up just for Derech Mashal 12 hours a day, and 12 hours a day, that's 12 times 60 is how much? 720 minutes. Right? 720 minutes divided by 100 brachas. That means, if you do it proportionally, every 7.2 minutes, a person has to come up with a new bracha. Right? So again, even the people who are living constantly with Hashem, right? I mean, every 7 minutes, again, there's a new thing to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom about. You're right. If you live, if you live with the Rabbanim, we're talking about the Hamoinam. There was a Magefa going on. Regular people, David HaMelech came along and said, this is what we got to do. And it was a big thing. And that's why it really, it just, I don't know, for me it was like a just put this whole idea into understanding that every person really had to start thinking. And then when they were Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every person according to his own Nusach, that Klai Yisrael started living with Hashem. And that was the concept of the 100 brachas that David HaMelech was mesaken. When Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came along and were mesaken all these brachas for us, so we got out of it easy, and in a way it's much harder. Because although we might be b'kayem the letter of the law, but what the spirit of the 100 brachas was for, could be we lose because maybe a lot of them we say without kavanah, we don't realize it. We don't need to conjure up in our mind all these our whole imagination of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's really what the tachlis of those 100 brachas really were in the days of David HaMelech. They got rid of the Magefa. Now,
for them it wasn't just a way to like, oh, well, I mean, Hashem knew anyway what was going on in their house, but they could have just said, fine, so we'll thank Hashem, we'll say a bracha, and they might have not had so much come out of it either. I have to think it was more than nowadays.
They had to think more than all this.
Had to think more than.
So I'm saying.
So they all had, I guess they had kavanah.
It was more of a kavanah because they had to say it. They had to say it according to their real emotions and feeling, right? The only other time Bizman HaZeh we have such a concept, which I'm not going to get into, is Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, there, although there's a concept of the Haggadah, but the Rambam says, "Kol Amarbe Lesaper." Anyone who's Marbe Lesaper, and we are Chazal say, "Raise a Meshubach." The Rambam says, "Lefi Tzachas L'Shoyin." The same lashon. Every person to express his appreciation, because Lel say there's Akaras Hatayv, and Akaras Hatayv has to come from your heart. You can't read a nusach. Read a nusach, you sound like a bar mitzvah bacher saying thank you, right? It doesn't sound like he really means it. Just reading the paper. Akaras Hatayv has to come from the heart. But that's the only time. Now everything is very kavua. Now before I even go further, and really it is Megeya a little bit what he's going to say, but once I touched on it, there's a Chassam Sofer that says the follows, and it's a very, very important insight. It also puts these ideas into perspective. It's in two places. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. Two places, and each place he says it a little different. He's also coming to explain why Ezra and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah needed to make a Nusach HaTfilah. Why they felt to do it like we've been saying till now. But the way he says it is as follows. He's coming to explain why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah felt necessary to compose a Nusach HaTfilah. Yeah.
We just say, like saying a bracha, if we ourselves say Hashem, thank you.
Once Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we're misacking what you have to say, you have to do it the right way.
The ladies.
For brachas?
Oh,
not okay. For tefillah. It's a real different story. For brachas, you have to make a real. You can't just go and say, thank Hashem for the bread. You have to have my silach minar. It's chazal or misacking that you have to do.
You have to say those brachos, but if you do, let's say a woman does that in Shabbos and Mincha, can she get her 18 brachos by saying besides for saying Hamotzi and everything?
Make up her own brachos, you mean? I don't know. Could be once Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a nusach of what a bracha is, we can't compose our own bracha. We're not allowed to compose our own brachos.
She does that in Shabbos
Now, the Chassam Sofer says a very interesting thing. The Gemara tells us that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and we know this, when they came in the beginning of Bayisheni, they saw that the Eitz Hara of Avodah Zarah was much too strong for Klal Yisrael, and it destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, so they decided to be Mevatel and get rid of that Eitz Hara of Avodah Zarah. Not only that, Chazal tell us the Eitz Hara for Arayis, also they blackened its eyes and made it weaker. They wanted to be mevatelit, however, that didn't work out well for the world. people weren't going to get married, and the chickens weren't laying eggs. It wasn't good for the world. So they got rid of the part of the Yetzirah of Arayas too, that people shouldn't have Yetzirah for relatives, but they blackened the eyes. Says the Chassam Sofer, do you know what it means to be Mavatl the Yetzirah of Yetzirah? What does it mean they're Mavatl the Yetzirah of Yetzirah? So he says, and this is not the simple understanding, but he says, it means to say that they did something, they gave Klal Yisrael the antidote to Avodah Zarah, and with that, we lost our Yetzirah. Says the Chassam Sofer, that the Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Nehemiah when it talks about Yeshua ben Nun, it writes his name without a hey, Yeshua. And the Gemara says, why does it write without a hey? The Gemara says, because there was a taina on Yeshua ben Nun. If the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, why wasn't Yeshua mevatel it when they came into Eretz Yisrael? It would have saved the Beis HaMikdash. If he would have gotten rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, the minute they came into Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have had a problem. Through all its kufa, the Malachim, which is rampant with Avodah Zarah, shaifed it the whole time.
And
what? Okay, that we know, Lachar HaMaisa. But why didn't he feel it necessary?
We don't put it there for a reason.
What? But the Gemara says it was a taina. The Gemara says it was a taina in Yeshua that Ezra Beis Dinei came and finally did it. So says the Chassam Sofer, being mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was by making a nusach hatfilah. And he says, the reason why there was so much Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael was one of the reasons why was because Bizman the Beis HaMikdash was around, you could not build a little mizbeach in your backyard and bring a carbon. You weren't allowed to. You want to bring a carbon, you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael and people had a desire to serve Hashem. To serve in an Inyan Ruchni. Now sometimes they woke up in the morning and said, I want to serve something, I want to bring a carbon. And a carbon wasn't just shechting an animal, there was a ruchniistic aliyah and charge that a person got out of it. I'm going to go every day, I live in Tzfat, I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, I can't make it there. So they used to, instead, find an outlet for this ruchniist drive by going and bringing a carbon on a bum with Avodah Zarah. They didn't have a way to do it. Now again, we don't understand this, but we don't even understand the drive to bring a carbon. But they had it. And unfortunately, because they couldn't, there were times when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around, you were allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. And there's a Meshech Chachma somewhere that the Meshech Chachma says the reason is it was that people should not bring the Avodah Zarah. Hashem allowed it. But when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you come to the Beis HaMikdash. What if I can't do it? What if I can't? I don't have time. Whatever the reason is, I have 10 minutes. I want to bring the carbon. So unfortunately, they had no outlet for this desire to connect. They brought carbon to Avodah Zarah. The second thing they were missing, there was never a time that Klal Yisrael got together as a group to serve Hashem. Except in the Beis HaMikdash again. Aliyah L'Rebbe, three times a year we all get together. When you daven, or when you serve Hashem, the kibbutz in a group, it's a much more uplifting experience. You connect with other people. You have to do things privately. It's much harder. They didn't have that. And here you see, that's why there was no shuls and no tefillah b'tzibur. See clearly from this Chassam Sofer. Three times a year in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was no set up seder to it. If I have a sitter, so this is what I got to do. But if every day I got to start thinking up 100 brachas, I have to think up a tefillah. You know, I held down yesterday's tefillah. I don't have a tefillah today. Oh, it's not. It doesn't work as well. And Klal Yisrael was missing this. And that's what led them, says the Chassam Sofer, to go to Avodah Zarah. Because the Amorim, he says, in Canaan, they used to get together, and they used to have in their temples and their things, and they used to have these big affairs. Klal Yisrael felt that what they were lacking in their connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they found it by Avodah Zarah. So came along that, yeah.
I just had a question about what you said before, that Yeshua was
Where was that?
In the Chemia somewhere.
Okay. Another thing is that usually people say, oh, since we don't have the Kabbalos and the real thing now, so now we have Tfilah instead. And then we're saying, oh, since, like, now we're, like, saying the opposite.
Right, correct. So 1 second, yeah, you're right. So now came along the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and they looked at what was going on in Klal Yisrael, and they said, we have a problem. We have a major problem. If we continue this way in Bayis Sheni, we're done. The same way Bayis Rishon was done already. So they came up with this Chachma, obviously, Al Pi Ruach HaKadosh, like we said. Hashem was ma'ir them to do this. And they were Mesakin number one at Tzvilah. Everyone davened the same thing. In other words, it's not me having to come up with the ideas. It's there. It's something that I have ready for me to do. Not only that, Ulekadoshem Hashem Baravin Basara. They said 10 people have to get together and daven b'tzibur. And it's not just we're getting together 10 individuals davening Aron Shemoneh Esrei. There are things we do as a tzibur together. Say Kaddish, say Kedusha. That's not 10 individuals. That's a unit called a minion, 10 people. That's called a tzibur. A tzibur is not a group of individuals. A tzibur is something on its own. It's a collection of people. Just like Klal Yisrael, when they brought Karbonei Tzibur, there's a concept in the world of Shutzvim, of partners. 2 people get together and we bring a carbon. 10 people get together and bring a carbon. We're all partners. We're a bunch of individuals that get together and share a carbon. When Klal Yisrael brought a carbon tzibur, it wasn't a bunch of people. It was one unit called B'nai Yisrael, an individual, Yachid. And the proof to that is, a carbon mincha, certain carbonis, I can't get together with you and do it. Only individuals could bring it. But a tzibur could bring it, because a tzibur is an individual. When Klal Yisrael gets together as a minion, it's not 10 individuals getting together, it's a tzibur of people. It's one unit. That's the difference between Goyim and Yidden. When it comes, there's a Medrash that says somewhere that when in the Torah, when it counts Esav and Bnei Yishmael, it always says numbers, but the Medrash says it never says a schum. It never adds them up. At Klal Yisrael, it always says numbers, but then it adds them up. Kolela Bnei Yaakov, how many are? Rachel had, Kolela, they were 6 nefesh. These nefesh, they were Kolela, 7 nefesh. It always adds them up, because Goyim, they may have a lot of individuals and get together in a big group, but they never come together as one nefesh, as one unit. So they came together and they were misaking. You have to come together, b'kadoshem shemayim, 3 times a day, keneged the tzmidim. They were misaking that you have to come together. And because of that, when this became widespread in Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden, what started popping up? Not just, it wasn't just people getting together in someone's house. They made shuls, but they can see us, and but they made midrashas, to get together a makom to daven. Not only did they daven there, Kriyas HaTorah was there, the Targum of Torah, they used to translate the psukim there. They used to have Av Torah also, and so on and so forth. And this was the antidote to Avodah Zarah. Yeah?
During the time they learned Torah?
Oh, you mean they learned Torah?
Like now, we have, like,
they learned on their own. It could be their places to learn, but for Tefillah, they didn't have it. To serve Hashem through Tefillah.
There was, like, no refuge tribe. There was, like, nothing besides for, like...
There was a concept about the Midrashas. There was a concept, there was a concept of learning together. But to come together to Davin and Avoida, that there wasn't. And even if it was a bunch of individuals. We all have to daven, so we'll all daven. Oh, 1 second. We'll all have to daven. But together, that we have to come together as a unit, that was the Schadish now. In the olden days, there was 2 separate buildings. There was a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaKnesses was only for davening, and Beis HaMedrash was for learning. You go, Chazal say, every morning go from your Beis HaKnesses to your Beis HaMedrash. And there's different halachas for Beis HaMedrash. But now we have them all together as one. But there was a special place of Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, what was the question?
So that was the place of the people, and the carbons, why are they also valid? Did they just bring carbonos?
Who should bring carbonos?
Meaning by the second period, we say that we bring first job first.
No, so during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, there was the concept of tefillah, but it wasn't necessarily yet the Makam Karban. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they enacted that tefillah is also the Makam Karbanos.
They had both?
They had both, yeah.
They
had
Karbanos?
In the second Beis Hamikdash, they brought Karbanos.
Why did they both?
Because a Karban was brought in the Beis Hamikdash, that means every morning the Kehanim brought a Karban in the Beis Hamikdash. What does that have to do with me? I live in Tel Aviv, I live in Tzfat, I never heard of it. I just know they do it. How do I connect with their Rebbe Shem through their Karban? Okay. So they came along and said, be Mesakin, you have to be Mescalo. At that time, or the same time as the Karbanos. But not
the same time? Not exactly, literally.
No, the same time frame.
Okay. But that was Shachar.
Shachar is right. Yeah. So this was, says the Chassam Sofer, you want to know what it means to be Mavatli Yetar Vavayda Zara? The Takana of Tefillah. The Seder HaTefillah. Coming together. This entire, and now this also puts a little bit into more perspective when we learned in the Yetar HaTefillah that it unites Klal Yisrael. It also understands it because the idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur came into effect also. Besides the idea that I'm davening and you're davening and someone in Timbuktu is davening the same davening, and that unites us. But we also have to physically come together as a minyan. Doesn't have to be all of Klal Yisrael, but they have to be a group.
Do you
want to play
Skype?
No, you can't
ask
Skype.
Okay.
So you have to be together physically in the room, right? It's not even so simple, you can answer Amen on Skype, right? So I'll make the bracha. It's not so simple. We didn't hear the bracha, not so simple. It's like the telephone. That's the whole shayla, the last telephone. It's not so simple. It's a big shayla, it's not so simple.
If you only can, we would be wrong.
Yeah, no, but you could answer, but if you, the only thing is, if there is someone making a bracha, you may be able to answer Amen, but you can't be mitzar, you can't be together with them. The 10 people have to be together in one place, right? Even with different rooms, it's not so simple, right? So if there's a minion, you may be able to answer, but you can't be that you're part of the minion, right? You can't be number 10 on the Skype in, right? You have to be there on the phone. Everyone agrees to that. It's not even so simple. If you're out of the building, you could be part of the minion. We're even out of the room. So you have to be in one place, physically in one place. Yeah.
There's one thing I'm just a little bit confused because Shacharis is connected to the Volgarim, right? So how does that correspond to Avram is connected to the Sakin?
The Gemara asked that question. Yeah.
Did Avram have a mind when he was Sakin that was really connected to Shacharis?
Not necessarily. When Nachik Nesdala came along and there was Karbanet, they made Tvila B'Makam Karbanes, so they also looked at the way Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov did it. They put the whole package together. You know, it was theoretically, they could have been Misakin that nothing to do with Shachas Min Chamar, but it was wonderful that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov made these Tvilas, and it worked till now fine. And for that, if you want to tap into Avraham's Tvilas, you daven Shachas. We're not Misakin. We're Misakin. You only have to daven 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone has to daven 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then they could have done that. What happened to Avraham Avinu? What happened to Avraham Avinu till now? There was no obligation. There's still that concept would exist. They decided when they made the obligation of Tefillah, listen, the others did it this way, let's already fit ourselves back into the way they set things up. But they were the ones who made the obligation. And the others one, the others did it for whatever reason they did it at their times. Each one had their Isairus, why they're doing it then. But they didn't know about Karbanis necessarily.
Well, they knew
about
the fact it was
going to
be
a Mikdash. Okay, but it doesn't sound from the Gemara that they were basing on the Karbanos. Okay.
I still have Gemara's question. If they made it up at the beginning of
Beit Midrash
in addition to Bethel, then why do we always say that it's for
Bimkom Karbanos? That took, that, the Fipshut, they took place after Beit Midrash was destroyed.
What?
That it became Bimakam Karban. It took on a new added meaning to its Tefillah.
So then it had three. Like, so we said,
there's many different aspects to it, yeah.
So, but they actually
connect
to Sandola
and actually
make it up as
Mikom Karban. Well, the way this Eitzat Tefillah said it is that they already knew that there was going to be a Korban. So it could be they put into the potential of the Tefillah, right? You want to say Anshik Nesdala wasn't around at the second Korban Beis HaMikdash. Shimon HaTzadik was Mishiari Anshik Nesdala, and he was close to the Korban. 8 years before the Korban is when he died. So they got close enough, and so you say the Tanoi made it. It's close enough, right?
Okay.
They already put into the framework that it may be b'malkan tefila. That's what he said. They knew there was going to be another. They knew there was going to be another korban. They knew that, and that was part of their idea of tefila, that it should become b'malkan korban. Maybe it didn't actually become that way, but they put it on time release. When that happened, it clicked into effect. Now, so says the Chassam Sofer, what was bitul yetzahara? What is the antidote to the yetzahara of the Vayizara? Tefila. And he says, that's also the idea that really, and we mentioned this a different, maybe they mentioned it here, I don't remember, but the Arayas and Avodah Zarah always tie together. We mentioned it in class. Arayas and Avodah Zarah always tie together. You find throughout Nach always Avodah Zarah is referred to the Lashon's Nos. So Pashat it means because just like a person who's Mezana, so they're cheating on they're going straying where they're not supposed to be. Cheating on their husband, they're cheating on their wife, they're cheating on whoever it is, they're straying. Avodah Zarah is straying from Hashem. But the Vilna Gaon says, one of the Talmidei Hagra says that the Vilna Gaon said that a Kabbalah ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, that every Avodah Zarah in the world used Arayas to snatch people. Like we find by Pa'ar, Avodah Zarah Pa'ar, we find clearly in the Torah that Arayas was used to snatch them. The Gaon says that's why it always says Arayas in Nach, because Arayas was always the way they snatch people to Avodah Zarah. If you get rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, it already shvachens up the Yetzirah of Arayas. That's why he says the Sam Sofer, when they got rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, the whole Yetzirah for Arayas also got weaker, because they always went hand in hand.
No, the opposite.
I know you're going to say that. This is what he says. So he says as follows. Now, so he says that this is what Ezra Ubeis Dinai saw. They understood that there is a need for this, and that's what they were masakin. The tefillah was b'tzei Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. Says the Chassam Sofer that it seems, why didn't Yeshua do this? So now the Gemara says it was a taina on Yeshua. Why didn't Yeshua do this? So I'm sorry, from a different place, he says as follows. He says that the minute you make a takana of a tefillah kvua, like we have a siddur, you're making big trouble for yourself, because it's very easy to lose the concept of kavana. If I have to make up my own tefillah, I have kavana. If I have to read it out of a book, so where's my kavana? So it's you have to weigh your options here. What's it better to do? Chazal tell us that one of the Tanoim says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I really have my ability to make everyone in the world putter from tefillah. Why? Because the pasuk says, Ushchayres, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ushchayres v'loim yayin. It says the pasuk in, wherever it is, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, one of those places, that you're drunk from tzaris, but not from wine. Why? Ushchayres, you're drunk, like shikur, but not from wine. The tzaras make us drunk. What does that mean? We can't concentrate on anything. We can't think. And this, says Sam Sofer, was even in the days of Bayashani. There were a lot of tzaras in Bayashani. Bayashani, a lot of tzaras. Even in the pasuk, because that pasuk is really after Bayashrishan talking about. The tzaras were there. And Elazar ben Azariah said, you know what? I really can make it that no one should daven, because no one has kavan anyways. Now, so we see that there's, once there was this tefillah kvua, there's a lack of kavana. So Yeshua ben Nun, in the days of Yeshua, they didn't have this problem. They weren't drunk from that. Everything, they were living on Eretz Yisrael, B'Shalva, with Nisim. Yeshua ben Nun made a cheshbon, and he said, if I'm going to take away the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, i.e., what does that mean? Be mesakin, a seder of tefillah, it's much worse to daven without kavana than to have a seder of tefillah. The tefillah on a person who went, and it's not referring to us, it's referring to them, when they were Be'eretz Yisrael al Admasam, it's to us in a way, the concept is here, but the tviyah that Hashem will have on someone who everything is going well for them, and you're still going to daven without kavana, that's not worth it, said Yeshua. It's not worth it. And therefore, I'd rather take the chance with Avodah Zarah that to have a tefillah that everyone can just rattle and ramble off without kavanah, it's not kedai. And therefore Yeshua ben Nun said it's not worth it. Ezra Beis Dinai saw what happened. Yeshua took his chance, and what happened? The results were not good, and they said that we really don't have this problem. Why? Because we have the excuse. We're all drunk anyways, Vilamiyai. No one's going to be mechavan in anything we're saying, even if we had to make our own tefillah. So therefore, it's kedai for us to be mevatel et hara v'dazara. How? By making a tefillah kvua and take our chances. It's better to do it, because look what Yetzirah, look what Avodah Zarah did. So says the Chasam Sofer, and this is just the cute part of it. So if Yeshua ben Nun seems to be at a real good cheshbon, so why did Chazal say that we have a tain on him? It sounds like a very good cheshbon. So the Chasam Sofer says that Yeshua ben Nun should have been mesaker a siddur, made a tefillah kvua, everything. The problem of Kavana, his lashon is, he should have davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebizchus Eretz Yisrael, yatzil Hashem es Yisrael mimachshoves ve'urim. That the zchus of Eretz Yisrael should help Klal Yisrael, that they should be able to concentrate on the davening and not have that.
The davening without Kavana is worse than doing our Avodah Zarah, according to...
Yeshua took the chance, yeah.
I'm saying in our
days. So he's not in our days. Our days were all, he said that Yeshua should have been mesak in the davening, but he was nervous that Klal Yisrael is going to daven without Kavana. Yeshua himself should have davened for Klal Yisrael, that Hashem save them from having thoughts during davening that they're going to daven without Kavana. Says the Chasam Sofer, how do you know you could daven for someone else that they shouldn't do an Avera? So what's the obvious answer? This is the cute part of the whole
thing.
That's right. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yeshua. Call Yoshiacha Me'atzes Meraglim. Yeshua should have known that you could daven for someone else not to do a chet. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yeshua was going to Meraglim, he added a name on, right? His name was Hashem. He added a Yud. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yeshua that he shouldn't sin with the Meraglim. That means to say, you could daven that someone else should not come to do an Avera. Doesn't take away the Bechira, but it's going to help them out. So Yeshua should have known that you could have davened for Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't sin by not concentrating in davening. And that was the Taina, says the Chasam Sofer, on Yehoshua. But you see here what's going on in history. We see that Yeshua ben Nun didn't want to do this. Why? Because he was afraid of the lack of Kavana, and he took the chance. Ezra Beis Dinai came along and said, it's not working. There's no Kavana anyways. We almost have an excuse why we don't have to have Kavana. So it's not such a tviya on Klal Yisrael if we don't. And therefore, we'd rather take the chance and have our siddur with all of the problems that come along with it. But they felt the milas will outweigh it. And the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. And we mentioned this before. He says, number one, because the Mefarshim say, how about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do you have a tain in Yeshua? How come no one has a tain on Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't make it a siddur? So the answer is, says the Chasam Sofer, and this is clear from everyone, to make a siddur, it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. For what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they also didn't make it in Bavel. What do you want to make it in Bavel? They have to be back in Eretz Yisrael. You need the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because like we said before, all the kavanas and everything they put into the tefillah, for it to actually turn on, to activate itself, to be able to work, that forever and ever, it should have the kayach, it needs the schus of Eretz Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer says, I would venture to... What?
Why would
Also for Avodah Zarah, to combat Avodah Zarah. The same idea. Moshe Rabbeinu also, you look in the Torah, he said, what's going to happen? You're going to all get up and serve Avodah Zarah. You're all going to serve. He already knew about this Avodah Zarah problem. He knew what was going to happen. It was still Bechira. But he knew, he was foretelling it may happen. So why didn't he take care of it before it started? You need Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, I will let you know. He said, I would venture to say that even the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, with the Nevi'im and the Zakenim and everything, they don't even know what they composed. With everything that they know that they composed, with all their Nevu'ah and the Ruach HaKadosh, they don't even know what they really composed. That's the Kayach HaTzvila that we have. It was the Rabbi Yisrael used them and they were Ma'ira them, but when he says, Ve'ein Sofik Etzli, I have no doubt, even the Misadrin Atzman, the ones who put it together, Shehizmir Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem through them made this siddur, Lo Yardu Atzaychen Oymek Kavanasa, they themselves don't even know what they did. That is the kayach of the siddur for Klai Yisrael, for Dairus. So it takes care of Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael. That's the bitul v'yitzar of Avodah Zarah. And like the Ayat HaTfilas tells us, that's really not just Avodah Zarah, it's for all Avodah Zarahs in the world. Because you should know that even though Hashem got rid of the Ayat HaTfilas of Avodah Zarah, the truth is, and this wasn't the only concept of the Ayat HaTfilas of Avodah Zarah, because Chazal tell us how they killed it. Chazal tell us that they started doing things and they grabbed onto it and they put it in a leaden thing. Maybe it's not the posh of shop, but they did something. What?
That's not
it was through the sitter. That's what they say. Through the sitter, this is what that the Yetzer Hara Zara got shvaker, so it was killed. That's what it seems to be.
But this is more actually the gave a weapon to combat.
When they put that weapon into the world, the Yetzer Hara was gone. That's what the Chassam Sofer. He has to be miyashiv him and the Gemara. He can't go against the Gemara. But the truth is, and this really, if you think about it for a minute, when you learn Navi, all you hear about is Avodah Zarah, right? Now, the Nevi'im we have today are only a minute amount of all the Nevu'ahs that Klai Yisrael had. So why do we have them? Why weren't they all written down, all the Nevi'im? But I'll say there are 1.2 million. Why? Hutzuchu l'dairus. Really? Which dar needed it? Which dar? The Nevi'im, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Treyotzer, these were all first base Hamikdash time, that neighborhood. A dar later, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah got rid of the Ayat HaTfilas of Avodah Zarah. Who wrote down the Nevi'im? Who wrote down the Nevi'im? Most of them were written down, the later Nevi'im. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wrote them down. They're the ones who are just about the Ayat HaTfilas of Avodah Zarah. So why are you writing about Nevu'ahs of Avodah Zarah if they're not Hutzuchu l'Dairus?
To know that there's such a concept.
Why? It's
not a
Gedolah.
Because
it applies other ways. And the truth is, when did the Avodah Zarah of Ksira, it's an Avodah Zarah. In the regular world, it's Man Hazeh. Ksira came when? In the time of the Yavanim. Aristotle, that's when he came. That wasn't very long after the Bittul Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. Because that big Yetzer of serving Avodah Zarah may have been Bittul. However, Hashem said, I can't get rid of it totally. And he brought a different type to the world, which is the Avodah Zarah of Ksira. And that is Aristotle and science and the humans. That all came afterwards. And the sin, and that's why we need the same things that combat Avodah Zarah, all the Nevi'im, will take care of that too. And that's why we need is Nevu'ah L'Dairus. So truthfully, if we think about it, if the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah gave us a sitter as the antidote to that Avodah Zarah, it's the antidote to all the Avodah Zarahs throughout the Dairus that are ever going to crop up. All the isms that crop up, communism, socialism, Marxism, fascism, whatever, all the isms are all types of Avodah Zarah in the world. And there's all different types of things people worship. And the Siddur, like he said, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, we're going to be spread out in the Golos. What's going to keep us intact? What's going to keep us here as loyal to Hashem? Again, it's the Siddur. So, this Chasam Sofer complements the whole idea that we've been talking about till now and puts it into a bigger picture and a better perspective in what was the purpose of the Siddur and how it keeps us intact. This is the idea here that the Chasam Sofer wants to say. And now, when we go back to it, and we're going to learn this when we get to it next week, when we finish off, which I thought we'll do this week, but then I found the Chazayber today, we'll finish it off. He's going to go into the idea of the Kavana, because let us not fall into that trap, right? If the whole idea, Yeshua Binun didn't want to do this, so we shouldn't have Kavana. So we all have an excuse, we don't have Kavana, but that's not really an excuse. Hashem wants to do the best of our ability. And the same idea with the brachas. In a way, it's a harder thing, these 100 brachas a day, because we don't have to compose them ourselves. One way it's easier, one way it's harder. But we can't lose focus of what the original idea of both the tefillah in itself and brachas were, just because we have this crutch. Not a crutch, but this is our existence, the siddur, but we need to make sure that we don't lose the ideas that that existed before and that stopped Yeshua from making a siddur. Now let's just, let me just finish off the paragraph that I read, because the next paragraph starts with the Kavana issue. So let's just finish it off.
On page.
We're still on page number 5, in the middle of the, there's only one, that middle paragraph. And we, he said, as we talk about the 100 brachas, v'tiknu, about 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8 lines down, v'tiknu kama kriyas, there are masakin, different things to read, v'limudim b'chal yayim, v'yayim k'day lahaz, lizkar es abayre tam and aliyar mimanu. Ki arayin aruchani, the thought, in every b'shek, b'chal brachu tvila, b'chal kriya v'limar atayra, yashpia shefa kedusha la'odam v'raymim esruchay. If used properly, and even not used properly, but for sure if it's used properly, will give a shefa on the person. Uvalabas eish kaidish tislav on efesh. And it's gonna put a fire into his heart. Udechazek, I think it's a kesufa. So first you have a yearning to get close to Hashem. So what Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were doing, they were giving us the tools that we should be able to come to the point of tefillah and brachas as if we were doing it ourselves. Klal Yisrael through the tzaris and all these things, we lost it, we weren't doing it. They were giving us the tools and the gullahs to be ma'ayr ourselves to come to these feelings. If a person soaks up the Kedusha that all these things ring on him, it's going to make it that it's going to ring in his insides the whole day. If a person uses tefillah properly, and especially brachos, because it's constant, so it keeps on being ma'urim to think about Hashem, la'avas Hashem, la'yiris Hashem, the Rabbani Shalom of the world. K'may shekasav ha'kuzri, like the Kuzri said, yis'avik kirvasi shebay mistabim ruchanim, that the way he is like a malach, saying shira, talking to Hashem, so he's going to be ma'ir himself. He'll be not less of a gashmiest person. He won't be an animal. He'll be more of a malach. This will be the fruits of the work of davening. And he says that if you use tefillah properly, the tefillah will ring in your ears and ashbo will ring in your ears till the next tefillah. You eat at night and you're full till the next morning. You eat at breakfast, it takes you to lunch, hopefully, if you eat properly, right? But we all snack in the middle. The same idea. We have to daven shacharis. It should take you to mincha. It's a snack in the middle. Make a bracha. A bracha. Well, hopefully, not for the snack. It'll be a snack of ruchnius. That's the idea. Someone told me that Rav Volba said, interesting thing, Rav Volba used to always daven b'shita mincha later in the afternoon, close to shkia. Except certain times of the year, he used to daven earlier in the day, like right after chatzayis, a mincha gedayla. So he used to ask him why. Why? You should always daven late, and he had a reason why he wanted to do that. Why do you change? So he said, I'm not misugal to go a certain more than 12 hours without a tefillah. So when in the summer days when shacharis is early, the daven shacharis is early, and mincha, if he davens at shkia, is late, he'll have 12 hours without a tefillah. He says, I can't do that. I'm not misugal to go 12 hours without a tefillah. So therefore, in those times of the year, I daven mincha earlier, so I have shacharis mincha, then ma'ariv and ma'ariv takes me to the next morning shacharis. But I'm not misugal to go 12 hours. So you see this idea, someone is man hazeh, obviously someone other than Gadol, but you see the idea of a tefillah carrying you to the next tefillah. It's supposed to carry a certain amount. You couldn't make it 12 hours without another tefillah. Uveita tvila metar nafshi mikol ma shekodam v'yisakna la'otid. And the Kuzri says, so during davening you retire yourself from everything that happened within from the last tvila, and you move on. It takes care of the past and helps you for the future. This is the idea of the davening, and this is the some cipher, and we will continue Bez Hashem next time and finish this off hopefully. You should have got